Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, this is me.
Today's about you.
And yesterday you said I was the jerk off the air, kind of, when I brought this up. So maybe I'm going to get lit up today.
Because let's find out.
I want to know if I'm the jerk if I ask a friend of mine if she got the flowers I sent her because she said nothing about them. And I'm starting to get weirded out that what if they didn't get there? What if they didn't get there? I have a confirmation email. I have everything.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't need her to say something back because it was a gift and she was going through stuff.
Sure.
Which is why I sent the flowers.
Right, in the first place.
But then to not hear anything, and I've seen her twice since then.
Oh, you've seen her?
I've seen her. We've talked on the phone. We've hung out.
So y'all have interacted.
We've interacted.
All right.
We've interacted. But she hasn't said anything. So then I thought, well, she's going through a lot. It's been a rough time.
Sure.
Of course she's not going to say anything. Mm-hmm. It's not important.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got paranoid because I got the confirmation email. What if she didn't get the flowers? What if they're scamming me?
What? She got robbed.
She would always say something.
You think so?
Yes. And then you go, Allie, it's not about you getting the clap back from the gift. I'm like, I get that. But the problem is now I'm paranoid that I paid for these flowers and they never arrived. That's my next concern.
Sure.
So it's almost like I don't need a thank you, but am I a jerk if I call her and ask her if she got the flowers I sent her?
My thought is this is awkward. You wouldn't be a jerk.
It would sound jerky.
If y'all hadn't talked, y'all hadn't interacted, you guys hadn't communicated since you sent the flowers before.
Three times.
You've seen her multiple times. Multiple times. You guys have talked. You guys have texted. You guys have called on the phone.
It's so weird. Do you think she got them?
I'm assuming she did get them and didn't feel like she needed to say something. That's why I said, since you guys have talked, interacted, and it hasn't been brought up, it's past the moment of bringing up to me. How long has it been now?
Over a week.
It's past the moment of bringing it up.
Over a week.
You got all the confirmations. It's been two weeks.
It's been more than that.
It's been 2 weeks for me. Yeah, I wouldn't bring it up. I wouldn't want to.
Because how weird.
Right.
She's going to hear it on the air now. Now it's going to be completely awkward. But I want to because I'm part of me. Maybe that's the. I don't know. And part of me is like, no, let it go.
Yeah.
I don't need her to. It's getting to the point where it's not about. It's not I need the recognition from her. I want to make sure they got sent. I almost want to call. Should I just call the flower company?
I was going to say, I just called the flower company.
And be like, you sure that you sent these, right? And then I'm good. And then I'm good.
Because they sent you a confirmation.
They went to the wrong address.
They sent you a confirmation receipt. Ooh, I didn't think about that.
There's so many things going through my mind. So many things in my mind. What if they delivered them to the wrong place?
Wrong person. They got them. And then, ooh.
Yeah.
And if you know your friend, you know they would have said something about it.
She would have, I thought.
Mm-hmm. We thought.
See? Am I the jerk if I call my friend and ask if she got the flowers I sent her?
See,
it's not about me. That's why I don't want to ask.
Instinct goes,
but I'm scared they didn't get there.
But with thinking, you're thinking, because we don't think the same
way.
That's
where I get lost on it.
Shaping it, I'm like, I mean, maybe not. But then it's been so long. You figured, had you been worried about it, you would have called sooner and been like, hey, I got the confirmation, but I hadn't heard from you. I want to make sure you got the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now it's been 2 weeks. Now you're just like, well, maybe they didn't. It's like you're thinking on it on the back end.
Yeah. It's like, well, now it's like, I don't want to say
anything.
Is it worth it?
Right.
No, it's not worth it.
Right.
It's not worth it, but I want to make sure that the company...
But it's
worth it, right? And now I don't know what to do.
Is Allie the jerk if she hits her friend up and asks if she got the flowers? Mm-hmm. That's the question today, dog.
I just feel like what my friend was going through was a much bigger deal than whether or not she got the flowers.
100%.
But I want to make sure I'm not getting ripped off by the company. See the problem here?
But it's a big enough deal to where you want to make sure she got those flowers.
Jeez.
So she knows you were thinking of her, and so you know that they actually got delivered.
Well, 414-533-1037. And her and I talk about random stuff like this all the time, so I think she'll take it in light.
Oh, I know so.
We're the ones who will go into a dark room and go, am I the jerk if I say something like this? So I think she'll understand. But
she'll
definitely
understand, and we definitely gonna find out if you are or are not the jerk.
Am I the jerk if I ask my friend if she got the flowers I sent her?
Sounds funny.
So bad. Okay, we'll talk to you next.
Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Somebody texted in and said, I got my mom flowers the other day and she thought they were from someone else until I asked, not the jerk. Oh, I don't even... It's not even about...
You sent a note with the flowers.
I sent a note, but maybe it didn't get there. I don't know. Let's go to our callers. Am I the jerk if I ask my friend if she got the flowers I sent her? She hasn't said a word. And now I'm wondering if the flowers arrived.
It's been 2 weeks.
I want that more than anything. Did the flowers at least get there? Then I can sleep at night. That's all I really need. Man, Tiffany's in Kenosha. Tiffany, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Am I the jerk if I go ask her if she got the flowers?
No, I'm saying not the jerk. And here's what happened at my work. So one of my employees, her husband sent her flowers on Valentine's Day, and they gave her a confirmation. And he asked her, like, hey, you didn't say nothing about my flowers. She never got them. He had to, like, track down the flower company. And it took a couple of days. And now, like, I know Valentine's Day is a lot busier than just, you know, like a regular day.
Sure.
But even still, like, you want to make sure you're getting what you paid for.
And flowers aren't cheap. Flowers aren't cheap
when you're
delivered. That's another thing. Like, I can let the money go as long as they got there.
Right.
Just please tell me they got there. You know?
And getting the confirmation email clearly doesn't mean nothing. Because as far as Tiffany knows, you could send the confirmation and nobody got nothing.
And how annoying when you get something and don't know who they're from, that's the case, by the way. And a side note.
Damn.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Tiffany says not the jerk, kicks it off.
Okay. Yep. I might have to call the flower company.
Thanks, Tiffany. Have a good day.
Melissa's in Hubertus this morning. Hi, Melissa. How's it going?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Doing good.
Trying to figure it out for Allie.
Am I the jerk if I ask my friend if she got the flowers I sent her? Because she didn't say a word.
Totally not the jerk.
Are you sure?
Because I send flowers to people all the time, and you never know if they get them.
Which is scary.
If they don't send you
a picture,
you know, like,
or a thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, and you want to make sure like they actually got some good looking flowers and not some nasty ones that look really, really crappy.
You don't know. That's true. You know what I mean?
Actually,
you want to make sure you get what you pay for. So. It would take her 2 seconds, even if she's going through something hard.
That's why
it would take her 2 seconds to just say, Allie, thank you so much
and
for sending me those flowers. It means a lot, you know?
And
is it
she
out of
would.
Character that she
yes.
hasn't?
Yes, that's why I don't think she got to. Them. But now I sound ridiculous going, do I ask her if she got the flowers I sent? Because what if she just forgot to say something? Because she is going through a lot, and a lot of people send flowers.
We're
so
human.
I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one that sent flowers that day.
Right.
I know she got a lot of flowers. Bet. So it's like, well...
But still, like the other caller said, flowers are not cheap, and like it takes 2 seconds to. You are not the jerk. I would totally ask her. You know, hey, just like mention it. Hey, did you by chance get my flowers I sent you? You know what I mean?
So
it's
awkward.
Not a big deal.
2 weeks ago.
It's not
a big deal, but did you get them? This is why it's awkward, though. I have to say it like that. Come on. Did you get them? Not a big deal, but did you get them?
That's why I wouldn't want to, man.
I don't want to either.
Hey.
Should I ask her husband?
Oh, no.
Maybe he would tell me.
He might not have even realized.
You could do that, too.
That's true.
Or,
did your wife get my flowers? This is such an awkward question.
Because then he's got to tell you he took the note off and took the flowers and gave them to him from himself.
I would whoop his. You know what? Oh, my goodness.
Melissa's standing strong for you, Bertis. She
not
said,
the
not the jerk.
Thanks, Melissa.
Welcome.
Bye. Everybody's texting in. What if they were delivered to the wrong address? That was another thing that I worried about, even though I know I put her address in correct. Last but not least, Callie is in Oak Creek. Good morning, Callie. Not my friend Callie, different Callie. Hey, girl.
Morning.
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Hi. Am I the jerk if I ask my friend if she got the flowers?
Talk to us straight.
You're absolutely not the jerk.
Feels like it, though. It feels weird. Feels self-serving. You know
what
I mean?
I think you should do. Here's what you should do. You should send her a text, just checking in, seeing how you are, and then maybe that will spark her. You know, she was going
But I've seen her.
Night.
They've seen each other.
She
They've
came
talked.
To my house this weekend, like twice. We've
They've
seen
texted.
Each other. We hung out and had a conversation for 30 minutes on Saturday afternoon. Like, I've seen her.
And there's been plenty of chances for her to go to, hey, thanks for those flowers. Appreciate you, love.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Then you definitely got to ask her.
That's why I'm like, dude, I don't think she got them.
My mind is blown. For those exact reasons, I'm going, yeah, I definitely wouldn't ask her.
No.
But everybody's going, no, you got to ask her.
The fact that she hasn't said anything gets weirder and weirder.
Sure.
The fact that we
and
have spent time
it's not about the
money.
Together. It's just about the point that you want to make sure that she got what you paid for.
Sure. Mm-hmm. It's not about the money. It's not about the thank you. It's not about anything for you. You just want to make sure she actually received
those
flowers.
I want to make sure what the business I paid to do a service did.
Did the service.
And helped me out with some sympathy flowers, which is a very serious thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, then it looks like I wasn't even there for her at all.
But
because I'm thinking the flowers are showing up and I'm showing support that way. And now it just looks like...
Don't do that to yourself, though.
God.
Don't get into
See,
your
but
own mind
it's not
about
me.
Don't beat yourself up over it. I would just reach out to her. She's a friend. She'll understand that.
That part.
That's not the kind of person you are.
That part, Callie.
She better have gotten the flowers.
We appreciate your call,
I hope
Callie.
She did, and then I can sleep at night. Thanks, Callie.
Yes. All right, thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Clean sweep, not
Clean
the jerk.
Clean sweep. All right.
You
so,
gotta ask.
I don't want to ask.
I wouldn't either, but according to the listeners,
Dang
you
it.
Gotta.
Dang it.
You better call now.
Dang it. Wait, I'm scared.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Lord,
two more reps, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.